A Doctor's Advice for Your Horses, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. After a recent outbreak of neuropathogenic equine herpes, Idaho State Department of Agriculture veterinarian Dr. Scott Libesley had extremely good advice for horse owners all over the country. I called with questions.
We know as humans, we think of herpes as a sexually transmitted disease, but only way you can get herpes human to human, I think, is via physical contact.
That's correct.
But in the case of horses, is it airborne?
So there's several different ways that EHV can be contracted between horses. Most commonly is direct contact. So nose-to-nose contact between a fence or between stalls, or sharing water buckets, water troughs, even the same barn hand that may clean one stall and takes the same pitchfork, the same wheelbarrow, the same muck boots from one stall to the next that is also a possible risk. But in the case of EHV, it is also airborne. So you may not be next to the affected animal. You may be three or four stalls away, but you're still potentially at risk, and we would consider you exposed to the virus. If you were in the same barn as an EHV1 neuropathic horse, we would probably put that horse under quarantine and try to observe, test it, and then observe for clinical symptoms and fever.
A fever greater than 101.5 Fahrenheit.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.